Messages. All lands, all people, all creatures are connected by their needs. Across continents and seas, past skies stinking with gunfire, where blue clears over snow peaks and wild lupins start to spire, a kiwi sleeps in his burrow. Awake, his long beak taps its way in the dark, plunges to the hilt for wriggling prey. Territory wars are not for him. Shrill boundary cries deter whistle-screech opponents. Claws are kept to defend, to fight extinction. No rain for us since the end of June. A heron neck zags across the estuary to stand like a living statue. A lapwing quick steps in starts over mud and kelp, hardly pausing to pick and dip in shallow pools traced with waste and the late summer sun. It's 26 degrees at midnight here. Only darkness covers me, and that's too heavy. I dream in a house of silenced taps where spiders sleep. Dead for 46 years, my father is walking on a battlefield, a desert that was our planet, his arms wide open under a birdless, stubborn sky, as the sun rises before I'm ready. This is a journey he didn't want to make, a preternatural effort to tell me it's time to understand each other's messages.